So I wanted to share this with y'all. His name is James. He is a life coach. And this is what he had to say about dealing with 15 emotional needs that we may have in a relationship. So he said, there's a big difference between wants and needs that often goes overlooked when demanding what is best for us in a relationship. A want is something that, well, we want. There is, however, a deeper and more fundamental need that we are seeking to have filled by that want. In other words, the want is the vehicle, but the need is the destination. The want brings you there, but the need is where you're really going. While it is true that all of us have our own unique wants, needs, and desires, and even fantasies in our relationship, I believe that there are some universal expectations we as humans seek to have met by the person we choose to give ourselves to. In this article, we discuss some of those needs, what they really mean, and why they are essential to your happiness. The need for mutual respect. You know what's so funny, y'all? Because we are talking about respect a lot. Like, we have been talking about respect for the last couple of episodes. Mutual respect is a non-negotiable aspect of any healthy relationship and cannot be one-sided or shaky. It must be something present at all times that serve as a cornerstone of two people connected to each other. Heavy emphasis on mutual here. Because if you don't feel respected by your partner, you'll never fully feel loved or accepted by them. Conversely, if you don't feel respected for your partner, you will never be able to see them as a true equal and therefore can never build a thriving life alongside them. Respect, like anything else of this importance, is shown through behaviors and action. It's shown through valuing each other's opinion, viewpoints, beliefs, and boundaries. It's shown through listening to them and seeking to understand. It's shown through considering their feelings in your decision making. Anything less is simply unacceptable. The need to feel safe. These are being present in no particular order, but I believe the need for safety is one of the first that must exist. Safety is the context of a relationship, it's not just physical. Though, of course, that is paramount. Safety in a relationship is also about mental and emotional safety. The knowledge that you are capable of opening up to your partner, revealing your most intimate and otherwise hidden selves to them, and not being judged for it. Feeling safe is about feeling cared for, knowing that the person you with is trustworthy and kind, feeling held by them emotionally, not having the urge to walk or run away from them. When you feel safe with someone, it feels like you're home when you're with them, no matter where you are. The need for passion. Feeling safe does not mean feeling a lack of passion, just the opposite, actually. Passion is a result of feeling safe. When you can fully trust and fall into another person emotionally, it opens up the opportunity to reveal parts of yourself to them that you wouldn't for anyone else. Not just physically, but the innermost thoughts, a desire you keep private. You feel a permission to open up to them and communicate what you truly desire as they will feel with you in the return. When this connection is enabled, the passion in your relationship grows far deeper than what only a physical attraction allows. Why is this a need, you may ask? If you've ever been in a relationship there where there was a physical and emotional disconnect that put up a wall between you and your partner, you'll understand why it's a need and not just a want. When passion is absent, when they are true connection that pulls you together is absent, you are merely roommates or friends coexisting alongside each other. Passion is required for true intimacy to grow. Keep in mind that passion is not just about sex, but the emphasis that you both share for each other and for life itself. It shines through in the way you approach both your relationship and the world outside of it. The need for acceptance. Being fully accepted by and fully accepting your partner is the ingredients in a relationship that reinforce the right decision and make is being made. You've been with people before who love parts about you, but maybe criticize others. Try to get you to change. Try to force you to change. make snarly remarks about your insecurities, or perhaps you were with someone who had habits, beliefs, vices, or worldviews that you simply could not accept or get past. Inevitably, this level of incompatibility pulls two people apart. It is an absolute need then for you to feel fully accepted and embraced by your partner, while you feel an equally complete level of acceptance for them as well. Notice I didn't say like. It's natural that there will be some things about your partner that you just might not like. Quirks they have, or tendency different than yours, or their own unique ways of doing things that you can't understand. This, though, is part of dating a nuisance and unique human being. There are bound to be things about you that they may not fully vibe with either. I think this is where a lot of people get stuck, because they think they need to absolutely adore every tiny little single thing about their partner, but I don't think that's fully realistic. What they do need, though, is to fully accept all of these things and understand that they're all part of what makes a human who they are. Conversely, you must also feel this full level of acceptance in return. Otherwise, there will be a sense of unease or uncertainty about whether or not they fully invested in you or in a relationship itself. When you are fully accepted, though, you can show up as your fullness and most authentic self at all times, which is precisely what is necessary to form a true and genuine bond with another person. The need for stability. Stability is rooted in consistency. It is a result of a partner who shows up for you every single day as the person they pledge to you they will be. It is necessity in a relationship, because you cannot build a strong house on shaky ground. If a foundation is constructed on an uneven surface, it cannot be trusted to hold a structure together during storms or difficult times. Stability is one of those feelings that most grow and develop over time, like many of the others discussed here, which means it requires patient and mutual effort in order to build and then to maintain. The need for emotional intimacy. And emotional intimacy is a different animal than passion is. Emotional intimacy is a result of full transparency between two people that forms a bond between them that they will never share with another person. This is a lifeblood of commitment, dedication, sex, happiness, trust, respect, and many of the other needs we're discussing. It is formed through communication, revealing of secrets, discussing of desire, and the opening of our emotion doors to let our partner in. Emotional intimacy is the DNA of love itself. The need to feel truly appreciated. Not just appreciated for what you do, but I'm talking about being appreciated for who you are, valued for being you, the qualities that you possess, the effort you put into your relationship, the resilience and strength you display, the kindness and compassion you approach the world with. You deserve to be with someone who recognizes and appreciates all of these things about you. One of my private clients is struggling with decision of whether or not she will stay with her current boyfriend, who's been on and off with for months. A primary issue in the relationship is that she emotionally invested far more than he does. She's ready for more than he is. She gives herself to their future at a higher level than he is. She just does not feel appreciated at the level that she deserves to be. That I don't believe is a feeling that any of us should live with when it comes to love, or at least what love is supposed to look like. The right person will appreciate all of the things about you, and the wrong person took for granted. The need to feel proud and to be felt proud of. You deserve to have someone who is proud to be with you, proud of your accomplishment, proud that they have someone who they love so many things about and who chose them in return. I believe this is a need because we all want to know the person we with is glad that they chosen us. We need to feel like what we do and who we are is recognized or even bragged about a little bit now and then. Conversely, we must be proud of the person we chosen to be with. Not just proud of what they accomplished, though, but proud that they are ours and that we are theirs. The need to feel taken care of. I know, you don't need anyone to take care of you. But the uncensored truth is that we are all humans, and at one point or another in this life, we will want or even need someone to step up for us. It may be a physical element or a mental one. It may be an injury. It may be a trauma or loss in our family or accident. It may be It may just as if we luckily simply be old age, and it may not be today. When the day comes, though, we must know that the person we chose is willing and able to care for us in our time of need. This, I believe, this is overlooked but immensely important aspect of choosing a life partner. The key word being life and all the reality that it entails in its presence. So as I continue my podcast, the need for emotional intimacy. And emotional intimacy is a different animal than passion is. Emotional intimacy is a result of full transparency between two people that forms a bond between them that they never share with another person. This is the lifeblood of commitment, dedication, sex, happiness, trust, respect, and many of other needs we're discussing. It is formed through communication, revealing of secrets, discussing of desires, and the opening of our emotional doors to let our parents in. The need to feel proud and to be felt proud of. You deserve to have someone who's proud to be with you, proud of your accomplishments, proud that they have someone who they love so many things about and who chose them in return. I believe this is a need because we all want to know the person we're with is glad that they chosen us. The need to feel taken care of. The need to be inspired. What is it that keeps two people growing and thriving together over the course of decades? It certainly is not when one or both of them live a stagnant life void of growth and evaluation. Now listen, I'm not shaming people who are content and happy with the way their life currently is. In fact, fully loving the life that you already are living is the goal for all of us, isn't it? Getting there, though, looks different for everyone. For myself, I woke up every single morning and wrote articles like these. I work with on our new apparel line. I spend hours on calls with private coaching clients. I make sure I get to the gym and stay active. Virtually all of that is fueled by Rachel's presence in his life. She inspires me to be every single day. The future I have promised to create for our family is propelled for me. A deep sense of purpose that transcends just simply being motivated, which frankly is a bullshit feeling that just comes and goes on a whim. Dedication, consistency, commitments are all things that truly bring progress. I believe that the right partner is going to inspire you to do more and become more every single day, simply by being in your life. Of course, they should feel the same about you. The need to feel included. Entering into a relationship is about putting we before me. The last point coming up is about your individual identity, but the reality of a relationship is that it combines two people's lives together into one. You begin to share schedules, hobby, eating habits, bedtime, traveling schedules, and daily chores. What also often shared in social circle, friends, group, work events, and of course, family gatherings. On the surface, this point may also seem silly. Who wouldn't be included in those things, you may ask? The truth is, though, that some people get into a relationship before they are truly ready, or while they're still working through a breakup, or when they're not fully certain if this is the person they want to spend their life with. As a result, they maintain a distance or keep boundaries in place. They prevent the two lives from being fully entwined. Of course, one partner will then feel left out or excluded. Excluded from social activities, from meetings, gatherings, knowing friends or family members. Getting into a relationship means entwining your life with another person and making them feel included in all the things and with all the people that are important to you. If you are not ready to do that, stay single until you are. The need for peace. We talk about passion, but equally as important, maybe even more, is peace. Peace is the feeling of solace when you're next to your partner on the couch at night. Peace is the glass of wine by the fire in total silence. Peace is the side-by-side rocking chairs on the porch. Peace is the calm comfort that exists when no words are necessary. Peace becomes more important as the years go on. When life gets calm and slows down and the time you spend together is more well peaceful. You may not prioritize this right now, but if you intend on spending the rest of your life with someone, it is important that you you must be envisioned for the future. The need for support. You come home from a long day of work, right? And you got so many exciting things to tell your partner. You can't wait to tell them. Their response is, oh, cool, or even worse, are you sure that's a good idea? You already have so much going on. There's too much competition. Your partner fails to support you, or even who takes the wind out of yourselves to help you play it safe, can easily discourage you and destroy any energy and monumental you may have. A great partner is going to be your biggest cheerleader along the journey of life. They'll celebrate with you during the victories and comfort you during the defeat. They'll recognize all of your strength and love watching you capitalize on them. We need to feel supported by our partners because it shows us that they're in our corner, which is exactly where a teammate should be. The need to feel chosen. In fact, I believe it's one of the most important, if not the most, choices that a person can ever make. The partner we choose to spend the rest of our lives with is going to be our side for thousands of meals, waking up on thousands of mornings, going to bed during thousands of nights. Every single one of those mornings, we make a conscious decision to stay with that person we're waking up to. Sometimes, though, we've woken up next to them so many times that sort of becomes given. It's almost something that can feel regular and on a receiving end that translate to feeling taken for granted. No partner in a relationship should ever feel taken for granted. They should feel valued, cherished, and appreciated. They should feel chosen every single day because they are. Just the act of being chosen isn't enough, though. We must put in real consistent effort to make sure the person we with knows that we are staying with them for the one reason that matters the most, because we want to. To need to feel free to be yourself. All of the things you love, the passion you have, the ambitions you pursuing, those are the things that make you well you. There are people out there who are going to try to water you down or dilute your personality to make themselves more comfortable or to mold you into what or who they want you to be. These are not your people. Your people are the ones who love to see you shine, the ones who encourage you to chase after everything that lights your soul on fire because your energy inspires them to do more themselves. More than your people, your person should want you to explore and to enhance every amazing quality about you that you're aware of and those that you're yet to discover. They will want you to grow, evolve, flourish, and glow at your brightness. They'll want you to do the things you love as long as they don't negatively impact the relationship and to grow into the person you've chosen to become. The right person will never try to dim your shine, but support your journey to live at your brightness just as they do alongside of you. Together, then, you can light up the world. Finding success in creating hundreds of virtual James also speaks at the live events in the media across the U.S. and have become go-to expert with outlets such as CNN, Bravo, the New York Post, the Huffington Post, the Daily Beast, CNBC, the Boston Globe, and CBS, and more. So, yes, people, you need this in a relationship. And this was very, very interesting. I love this one, and I'm happy to share. I'd like to thank y'all for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please share your comments at 766-752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. I got an album out on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She got a book called Black Girl Knowledge. Follow TAWYNA Wade Williams. She has a book called Suddenly Single. Female Reform. They have a vintage store in New York and King's Flex on SoundCloud. And y'all have a blessed night.
So everyone, during this recording was when I was at, when it all went wrong at the friend's house. So I had pre-recorded it, but I had to actually just put it out and just add on to it. So y'all have a blessed night.